Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I think we're live. What is up? It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The rubber match versus the Minnesota Twins. Yankees. Twins. One of the wilder, craziest games played yesterday. And now the series is on the line, Jake. You excited about this?
I think so. I think so, Jim. We had an all-timer last night. There's no other real way to talk about it. And that's not being dramatic or anything. It's one of the crazier baseball games you'll ever see. And it was, it was fantastic. I think even, however many hours away we are, 16 hours from the end of the last game, I don't know. I'm not a numbers guy. I think still we'd even wake up today and we'd be like, that was nuts. It sucks we lost. You know, it was basically a game of, if you came out of the bullpen, the odds on you getting three outs without giving up a run were a near impossibility at a certain point. And it was just this back and forth with the offenses that I'd like to think if the Yankees lost, I'd still be able to appreciate. Good news for us, Jim. They did not. They won.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was London. Any pitcher coming out of the bullpen sucked. Any contact, whew. It was London. And all those balls hit to right field that didn't make it over, but then just died on that big wall, clipped some part of that weird wall. That was bizarre. Truly bizarre.
Yeah, I made a joke reference tweet that all my Hunger Games fans got, Jim. I don't know how close you are to the Hunger Games, but they...
I've seen them. Might surprise a lot of people. I've seen them.
Wow. How about that? So know how they have a room in the Hunger Games and they're like, all right, lions, go. And they send the lions out there.
Yeah.
They were basically doing that with the wall in Minnesota.
It was Truman Show.
It was unbelievable. The ball Judge hit was literally the farthest ball you could hit in that ballpark without going out. That was comedy. And it was you looked out there, and we'd played 18 innings there at that point, or excuse me, 17. And you're like, I had no idea that part of the fence was out there.
Yeah.
It's like mini golf. I don't know. It's and it was crazy that Talkman's kind of did a similar thing, but just crazy, impressive offenses. I mean, even that Sano home run was really cool if you're a Twins fan. So I don't know. I think I was on here yesterday, Jim, saying that it was a lock. I thought the Yankees were going to be pissed off that they would kind of run away with that game. I mean, the Twins got up big again, 8-2. But I think you saw what I was talking about. Like, I think the Yankees got pissed off by these Twins. And they, I think there's normal days where they would have let that go. And, I mean, we didn't – the first pitcher that you Domingo had a bad day. He got lit up. He didn't have his fastball at all. But, the first guy out of our bullpen that you'd see in an actual playoff series didn't come in until, what was it, Canely, down 8-2, I think he threw an inning, or maybe down 9-5.
Yeah, Canely did well.
And he did well. So I don't know. It was just kind of one of those funky things. Like, you're like, what, the past? And going back to the Rockies day, the Sunday before, we kind of punted that game. So it was like the past 22 innings have been kind of miserable. Canely brought it. And then you're like, okay, so now right. We're using good pitchers. And
this
we're
is
here.
All for tonight. Come on.
It was beautiful, Jim. It was beautiful.
We have a couple questions I'm going to answer in the chat real quick. One, why did you switch channels for the pregame show? Because we want to build a Talkin' Yanks channel so that everyone that watches the videos is a Yankees Talkin' Yanks community. Because right now there's people that want to engage in the pregame show and talk about what we're talking about, but they can't because there's a bunch of Twitter trolls that are breakdown fans. So I thank you. But they'll watch the breakdown. So this is for Talkin' Yanks. So we're separating things a little bit. If you can subscribe to the new channel and help us build this up, we appreciate it. Hopefully the chat can be more natural and organic and fun. Second question, Twitter restricted. Yeah, our Talking Yanks Twitter is restricted right now. I think because we have too many people logging in from too many places across the country. So that's... What else do you think it is?
It could be... I mean, we've had a lot of activity just in the past couple days. So it could just be that. I mean, it's... I don't know. Because we've had people doing that for a while now. So, but something's up.
Yeah, two more people tried to log in recently. So I think that's what did it. And then the third thing... I have the date wrong on the screen grab here. That's because I did the Rays Red Sox breakdown and I was mentally defeated and I fucked up. Sorry.
Okay.
If you don't want to watch on YouTube, we are on the podcast apps now. A lot of people were excited about that last night, Jake. You see that?
Nice. I did not.
Yeah. Got a lot of reaction. Like, let's go. I don't have to use YouTube anymore. I can just listen. All right. Lineups. Here we go. Today's lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu. I always want to do this as ASMR now, which I don't think people like, but whatever. DJ LeMahieu is leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge batting second playing right field. Aaron Hicks in center field batting third. Hero from yesterday. Edwin Encarnacion DHing. Didi Gregorius at short. Gleyber Torres at second. Urshela the God at third base. Talkman in left field. Romine catching, and Hap is pitching. Whew, that scares me. The lineup, though, Gary's on the DL now. Almost sucks because he hit two balls on the screws yesterday. Was running faster. He's really digging for that second one because he got absolutely robbed. And digging led to a pulled hamstring. That's tough. We'll talk about that on tonight's episode. What do you got on this lineup, Jake? It's still a good lineup.
Good lineup. Romine's been hitting for a little while now, so we'll see if he can get a little hot streak as a starter or if him and Higgy are going to kind of go back and forth. Big hit last night, but that was obvious because they didn't know. It's a good lineup, man, and I think it's funny because all of us Yankee fans have that emotion you just gave about J-Hap, kind of that deep exhale. His past three starts... 5.1, 5.1, 5 innings, not great. One earned run, two earned run, two earned run. So he's technically, in the month of July, his three starts, 15.2 innings, five earned runs. That's a 2.87 ERA. So it's definitely a deceptive 2.87 ERA, but he's gotten through.
Yeah, my issue is why I do the, is we are in a paper toss stadium. Did you hear me describe it at that? I think it's perfect. You know that game, paper toss? You throw the wad of paper into the fans.
Paper toss?
Wasn't that what it's called? The app on your phone. You flick the wad of paper into the fans.
Oh, I've never played.
Oh, it was big. Went back in like 2011. Well, you flick a wad of paper into the fans, and the fans blow the paper into a trash can. That's what this stadium is. You just put the ball in the air, and the wind just takes it. So Hap, it doesn't seem like a good recipe, which then that's baseball Susan. Hap's going to go in nine innings, perfect game, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, but I don't know. It would be a
so
really
you don't have confidence in a perfect game.
I'm not promising a perfect game.
Pussy.
Look out for it. I would look. It's my what to watch for. Is it would be great, Jim. And this is the complete optimist side of the scale. If there was ever a day that boring, frustrating for the other team J-Hap comes out where it's just infield pop-ups, boy would it be today. But I think right now as Yankees fans, we just don't have a lot of confidence in Hap, and that makes sense to a big degree because it hasn't been a good year. But it would also be, hey, you know, it'd be hilarious, Hap, if you go seven innings, no earned runs, because your month of July stats would look insane, and that would potentially could be your second half that we talked about, that Jay Happ has been a second half guy, Jim.
Second half guy, Jim. The Twins still have not released their lineup. Bunch of scaredy cats.
What are you guys scared about it?
They don't want Happ to get a head start. We know their numbers. I bet Nelson Cruz is in the lineup. He's got a .370 batting average and .400 on base percentage versus Happ. 2-0 home runs, though. Yeah, buddy. Who's got a home run? Crone? Is Crone even playing these days? Rosario's got a home run. Does Hap own anyone? Scope, 8 strikeouts and 34 at-bats.
Boom.
don't care. Who's pitching for them? Odorizzi?
Odorizzi.
Odor Stinky. Tell me what Odorizzi's been up to lately, Jake. Do you know?
J.O. is having a pretty good year, Jimmer Fredette. We know. Did he sneak on? Yeah, he was on the All-Star team before Berrios, which I think that was a surprise to a lot of people. Having a nice year, Jim. 11-4. I know you like that. 99 innings pitched, 101 Ks, 3.88 FIP, if anyone cares about that, 3.18 ERA. But Odorizzi, he's having a really solid season for them. In his more recent games, Jimmy Duet, he has done 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 5.11 HAP. 3 innings, 5 earned runs. So he has not been as sharp of lately. There was a – and, Jim, I guess I'll give you some optimism. On June 2nd – so this is going almost 2 months back. Now, June 2nd, Odorizzi had a 1.96 ERA. So he was really dealing. By the end of June, his last start in June 26th, he had a 2.73 ERA. So almost up a full run, still very good. And then Jimmy, this month, he's now up to 3.18. So he the ERA is heading north. There's a little bit of a Yankee spin zone, but his 3 starts this month, 13.1, 9 earned runs, a 6.08 ERA. So he might be in a little bit of a struggle right now. And if again, the previous 2 games, it kind of reminds me of this old game, Paper Toss.
Someone in the chat said Paper Toss was pretty fun. Justice. Jake missed
I remember seeing Paper Toss. I always shied away from games on the phone because I was like,
you did not. You played that mini golf game. You played Temple Run.
No, I wasn't big into those games. Temple Run was like the first game I downloaded. Not a lot.
What about that mini golf where you could challenge people in mini golf? You played that for a little bit.
No, dude, I did like there's a real golf game that I got addicted to and it started to like hurt my life. So I had to stop playing.
I don't like games.
I was going to get there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Edwin Encarnacion, Jake, terrible batting average for Odorizzi, 175.
Good.
7 hits and 40 at bats. But when he hits the ball, 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 1 sack fly.
You're joking.
Not joking.
Wow.
That wasn't a joke.
Not bad, Edwin.
Yeah. Judge has 2 hits and 7 at-bats. Didi's got terrible numbers. So, whatever. Talkman 0 for 2. Talkman's about to light his ass up. What's your what to watch for? What, you got a Twins lineup?
I've got a lineup for the Twins.
Oh, wow. They traded for someone?
Mitch Garver and catcher. Excuse me. Oh, my God. Imagine.
Oh, my God. They're protesting.
Polanco at short. Nelson Cruz, your DH. Eddie in left field. Miguel Sano at first. Marwin in right. Arise. All Rise is your third baseman. Scoop is your second baseman. And Jim, Jake Cave.
Old Yankee friend Jake Cave. Got a little gray in his beard like me. Looks way older than he is. Got a nice, cute daughter. And then Jake Odorizzi's pitching. So there's 2 Jakes going for the Twins. Your name is Jake. So
my name is Jake.
Now people are wondering who you're really rooting for.
Well, I'm happy Max Kepler's out of the lineup for Jake Cave. So I will say that.
Okay. Wow. That's
I will say that.
That's not a firm answer. Sounds like Jake is rooting for the Twins because he is a jerk face.
What?
Everyone's mad at you. The whole chat.
Everyone's mad.
20 things in the chat. No, fuck Jake. Fuck Jake. Hey, Jake, fuck you. That's what the chat's saying. But we'll get to the chat later. We answer their questions later. That was just a sneak peek. What's next? What to watch for? What are you watching for? I'm watching for Romine. It was hilarious when Gary roped 2 balls. One was 106 miles per hour, 680 expected batting average, the double play ball. Then the next one, he puts it like in the hole at short, makes a great play, hurts himself. Romine comes up and gets a lucky dinker. Gary would have paid $500 million for that little bloop shot.
Lucky dinker. That was nice.
Yeah. So
to go four worms into the smile like that was nice.
I think Romine, he has a knack for turning it on, like when like we need him to. And I think in this game, if Romine has a bad game, someone in the chat already said trade for Cervelli, trade for someone else. I think Romine likes shutting him up right away. Says, I can do it. I'm here. So I think Romine's gonna have two hits today.
Two hits for Austin Romine, huh, Jim?
Yeah. One hit hitting the ball. Second hit hitting Jake Odorizzi in the face with some four worms.
Oh, my God. Jim, how about I'll give like a mini hot take? I'm going to go DJ LeMahieu, and I think he's pissed he had to sit out so much of that game. There was that one screenshot. I have it in my saved tweets. Maybe I'll tweet it out after this just for funsies. The one time they showed him during the game on the bench, he was just leaning over the railing, staring at the pitcher. It was Animal Planet. It was looking at its prey. And he came into the game late to pinch run. I think he was pissed he didn't get his six at-bats in that game. And I think he had, what, three hits the night before? I could see DJ LeMahieu having three or four hit game, and he ends up having, like, the most hits on the team. Well, no, Didi had a pretty good night last night. But DJ LeMahieu goes off. He's pissed.
You see that DJ LeMahieu out there? He's pissed.
Oh, he's pissed.
I want that. I think DJ has the ability to go blank brain, which I'm jealous I can't go blank brain.
Right.
I just constant mice, hamster wheel. I think like when he's leaning over looking at the pitcher, if you were to tap into his brain, you'd just be like that scene in Boy Meets World when Eric Matthews is sleeping. They're like, you're not thinking about anything.
it's either that or like it's an like credible deep dive.
Know when
like you're watching a game and you're gonna stand up for an at bat and like time the pitcher and be like, yeah, you know, I think I've got this timed up. You're doing the check swings. I think LeMahieu's doing that. I think he's taking every at bat in his head.
Oh, okay. No, that's fair. Yes. Yeah, it's one or the other.
And Susan had a good line when they were opening. I started on the radio for a little bit yesterday because I can't get my Fire TV to work, so I've been watching on the computer. Anyways, that's not a you guys thing. That's a me thing. But she opened up and she said, yeah, I talked to LeMahieu before the game, and I was telling him. I was like, you know, Jeter hated sitting out. And she was like, do you hate sitting out? And he was like, yeah. And I mean, that's pretty obvious. You can't you'd have to be some sort of like big athlete to be like, oh, I kind of like sitting. Yeah. But he was like, oh no,
likes sitting? Boone.
She goes,
you know when you're like a kid and you're growing up and you're like, when I
become killing it. Okay. You're killing it.
Tell your story.
She goes, you know what Jeter used to do when he was sitting? He'd just eat the whole time, he said. And she said she looked down and DJ LeMahieu had two handfuls of food.
Nice.
So I think that's just like a I'm not playing baseball, I'm going to eat move, which I get that. I've been doing that for 20 years.
That's your day-to-day, not playing baseball today? Where's that ham at?
Looks like I'm not playing ball. I guess I'll eat a bunch.
I was going to say Boone loves rest. When you're a little kid sometimes and you like your parents discipline you and you're like, when I'm a dad, I'm not going to do that. Boone's whole playing career, he was like, man, when I'm a manager, I'm going to stack rest days. We're going to give rest. I'm tired. he's done it. He's completed his goal.
He led the rest movement. Yeah, I thought I think if Gardy wasn't hurt, I thought there'd be a chance they'd give Judge the day off today just to get him fresh for Boston, but they're rolling it.
They are rolling it. All right. So, Jake, what's next? Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Pitching path to victory.
PPP, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. Use Britain again. Can I get a clap on the back for my keep Britain regular theory?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. We're with you.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you for that.
I'm lockstep with you. Yeah, Jim, little what to watch for on the pitching path to victory. Nestor got the call today. He was supposed to start in AAA, so he's on full rest.
Oh, hap to Nestor. Hapster.
So this could be hap to Nestor, Jim. Or
can you make a name for it?
I think Chad only threw four pitches last night, so it might be hap to Chester Day.
Dude, we have to record the full recap after this. If this game goes to extra innings or a five-hour game and it ends at 1:30 in the morning and then we have to record our hour show and then I have to edit it and post it, I may have to hang upside down and sleep.
You want to talk about that? Because that wasn't the answer all of us were expecting.
My shoulders, because I have such a hunchback.
Right.
It feels like so much stuff's on my shoulders that I think I'm going to have to sleep like a bat to get my shoulders right.
Oh, dude. First thing when we get an office, I've always wanted one of these, but I've always had, A, I haven't wanted to hang it, and B, it's one of those things I get and I never actually do, but I want to do. It's one of those, like, hang upside down things. What do you call those?
Escascador.
Nope. No, it's not.
Escascador.
No, it is not.
I think I got it. Yeah.
Escultolator?
Escultolator. Yeah. That's what's called.
Upside down boots.
Yeah, no, we can get one of those in the office.
Inversion.
Yeah, we'll get one of those.
Okay, cool.
We'll make it, it'll be a 10-minute periscope once we get an office. You and I. You'll get the morning session. I'll get an afternoon session. 10-minute upside-down hang, but we have to do a periscope the entire time and a Q&A.
Homer draft. Content. It's the Homer draft. Everybody.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. All right. Who goes first? What even is anything? Yo, so many people hit home runs yesterday. Did we get any points?
I don't think so, right?
You had Judge and I had Talkman, and both of them hit those weird walls. Embarrassing, Jake. These two games have been homer full, and we only have one on the board.
Well, I have one on the board. You should be super embarrassed. You're coming up on a slump. You're 0 for your last four, so you need one. You need one in a bad way today.
Oh, the chat is going off on you again.
No, you're joking.
They are. They're basically saying Jake doesn't know what an escultolator is.
Okay.
What an idiot.
I think
you go first. You go first. Let me lay the scene for everyone. Jake cannot pick Edwin, Judge, or Gio.
That's good. No Voit in the lineup today. All right, Jim. Jimmy, can't you see? All right, this is obvious. I will be going with Aaron Hicks.
Dumb.
Really, really going to twist the knife on his old team.
Didi, I'm taking Didi. Was on fire yesterday. Didi, and I'm taking DJ LeMahieu because he had to sit yesterday. He's pissed.
He's pissed. I thought about that. I thought you'd take DJ, but he's he's just going doubles. But no, great job. Unless you like losing.
I don't.
You don't. Oh, well, I'm going to take the guy who's having the best at-bats on the team. Mike Talkman. Oh, yeah.
Mikey T.
Oh, I'm going to spit all over that slider.
What do you mean by that? He's not going to swing at the slider?
He's not going to swing at that slider. Okay, good eye, but hit a home run now.
Good eye, Mike. Here comes the fastball.
Really important at bat last night that's getting overlooked because it set up Hicks' home run.
Even better at bat by Voit. When the ump didn't call that strike, which was a strike.
I think it was a tough pitch to call at the time. It could have gone either way. But I bet Mike Talkman's dog can't even read a book.
Mike Talkman's dog has no feet.
Everything's been getting weirder because we're sleepy.
All right, one nothing me. I won.
All right, what's the over-under at, Jim? 20?
The over-under, Hap versus Odorizzi in the Paper Toss Stadium. I mean, we both got it right yesterday with the over. It should honestly be 11.5 today. If Vegas is smart, if they want to tempt me, if they want to tempt me, they got to go 12.
Go 11. It's 10.5.
Over.
God. Yeah, over, dude. The bullpens are spent. Odorizzi having a bad month. Happer. I hope we get baseball seasoned a little bit because my heart was hurting for a little bit today. But
yo, my heart was hurting last night, and people were like, John Boy about to have a heart attack. And then I was like, am I? And then I'm like, Johnny Gomes had a heart attack at like 26. Like, maybe I can.
And you've been comparing yourself to Johnny Gomes a lot.
No.
You guys have been doing a lot of similar things up until that point.
No, I've never been in a car accident.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fucking real HBO might be sitting behind me tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be funny. We got to get you tucked in.
This is what they're getting.
What time are they supposed to come?
Dude, they said that they're going to come for the game, and then they still might not come. Okay. So, and like that would be fine. They fucking fuck me. They said, let me see if I got a text. I do not. Oh, they did text me. Then the producer said, well, let's just go for the pregame show and like be there for everything. I was like, what?
We shouldn't have used that Mike Talkman's dog has no feet line.
That's a whisper only thing. I can't believe you just said that so loud.
Oh my God.
That's how you get Talkman on your fucking ass.
I wish.
All right. Are we out? Do we have to take questions from the chat? Who's even in the chat?
If you see a good one, you get it. It's always been my rule.
No. I think we've scared everyone away.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Yeah. Someone tried to do Hap and Nestor for the Hap Nestor combo.
We should, the next time we have one of those, like, fake networks reach out and be like, hey, guys, we're about to start the next big podcast network, and we want to add you guys. And you should be like, yeah, we're interested. Check out this tape and see if it's what something you like.
just you and I whispering. Yeah. Hey, we got a generic email today. And Luke was like, what do you want to do with this? And I was like, absolutely nothing, because that didn't even have our names on it. Hey, you guys are doing a great job. Just saw the podcast. We're starting a network and we think you'd be a great fit. Can we give you a call about joining the team, and then we'll put you into our ad sales list, but we'll never care about you ever, and it'll help us on the back end, but not help you at all.
Right.
If you start a podcast, the first 10 people that reach out asking to put you in their network, do not do it. That's my advice. Honest advice. Sharks in the water. Anyway, yeah, we'll send them that whisper clip. They'll like it.
Man, it's good.
It's good. We're out of here. See you guys. Enjoy.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.